Hello, and welcome to another MontyCast. This is a podcast by Monty. Yeah, that's me. My name is Paul Montgomery. I'm the CEO of Tinfinger, and I'm taking a moment out to from the crunch time of Tinfinger. We're getting into the nitty-gritty of getting our beta release together. I thought I'd take out a bit of time to do a podcast to support what's been talked about a bit on some blogs recently about an idea I've had for an option or a different mechanism or method of monetizing content in businesses. This was started by Dion Hinchcliffe at SOA Web Services Journal with his Web 2.0 blog. He blogged just recently about ZDNet's Phil Wainwright, who had compiled a list of monetization options under the banner of how to fund on-demand applications. Phil had three options, so the first being advertising, the second being subscription, under which there were three subcategories of fixed rate, variable rate, and fixed plus variable, and the third main category was transaction commissions, which also was separated into trading fees, service commissions, and aggregation fees. Now, what Dion was asking was, where was the new options? Where was the innovation from these supposedly innovative Web 2.0 companies? Where was the all new monetization option that was going to sweep all before it to monetize these companies, or you know, features masquerading as companies, who many of whom in this industry were had started up without any thought or any apparent thought of revenue sources that would sustain them over the long term. You know, obviously, with the imputation that most of them were being built to flip, in other words, being built specifically so that they could be bought by larger companies who presumably would solve this problem for them, and that theme's been taken up by my old mate Pete Cashmore at the Mashable blog. He also talks about that, and then also name checks me because I replied to Dion's blog. This is all getting very boring. Well, I'll cut to the chase. The option that I threw up on the, you know, threw up being the operative verb, on Dion's comments in his blog entry, was something which I called productization, although I don't like that name. I think I'll change it, because, you know, well, it's my idea. I can change the name of it if I want. The name I like better is the adjutant revenue, adjutant, which is spelled A-D-G-U-T-A-N-T. It's a word that was mostly used in the context of the military. An adjutant, I suppose, is how they would have said it. An adjutant officer was one who... an adjutant was a staff officer who helps a commanding officer with the administrative affairs. So, according to the age-old hierarchy of the military, the adjutant was the one who did all the actual work, and the superior officer took all the credit. But I suppose the context in which I prefer it to thinking about it is the one in which it was used by Patrick Cook, who was a comedian of long standing in the Australian comedy industry. And he, when he was the head writer, or well, he was basically a lot of things for the Australian, the ABC TV comedy series The Big Gig, which Australians who were living in living through the mid 90s and who had access to a television, that was the best show on television by far, The Big Gig. It was a live comedy show, and Patrick Cook was wrote a lot of the segments, and was basically at the centre of all of the activity going on around that show, and he gave himself his own title in the credits, which was adjutant. Of course, he's a bit of Grumpy Pumpy at the time. Gene Kitson was another participant in all of that. But anyway, I've always liked the his use of that word. It's a word that denotes that the person or the adjutant is, you know, they're not the person up on screen, they're not the main player, but they're really the people behind the scenes doing all the work. So I guess that's the context in which I would like the phrase adjutant revenue to come from. That it may not be the most flashy of revenue sources, but there's nevertheless a lot of work going on behind the scenes to enable that revenue to be gained. So, what is the definition of adjutant revenue? Well, definition is that it is when a company attempts to devise its own products that do not use the intellectual property of other sites, but relate to the same things that the other sites are covering, with the assumption that your users are familiar with that content because they have visited those other sites, probably through your links or mashup code. Another definition which I also posted on in the comments to a Mashable post, which was creating new, independently legally defensible intellectual property, which is nonetheless dependent on consumers' broad knowledge of intellectual property belonging to some other entity. I suppose with these things, it's with a lot of Web 2.0 concepts, it's best explained through example. Now, if we were in the stage where Tin Finger had launched already and we were 6 months down the track, then I might be able to point to some of Tin Finger's products as they get launched in the future, but unfortunately we're not there yet. So all I can point to is tie in my existing business, which is Fan Footy, which is fantasy football. Now, fantasy football is perhaps the archetypal example of a business which is based purely on adjutant revenue. Fantasy football is fantasy sport in general assumes, it requires of the participants a deep knowledge of the sports that the fantasy competition is based around. So it couldn't exist without those sports being played. However, due to the intricacies of intellectual property, it is possible to create a business based around fantasy football without ever having to pay licensing fees to the operators of those sports. And the reason that is possible is because of the technique which we've developed for the Fan Footy, which is we hold in our databases what is covered by intellectual property, in this case being the stats from each game as they happen live, but we never show that to the users. This is a key part of adjutant revenue. Now, your users know what is happening on the field because they can load up the live scoring from the official website of the sport in question, and you know it because you can take that data as well. Obviously, the obvious parallels with Web 2.0 is that everyone can take the data from another company's data store if there's an open API, but you never show that to your users because the point of adjutant revenue is that you don't want to infringe the intellectual property of the primary data source, but you want to create your own intellectual property which is based around that IP and with full knowledge of it in both your and the user's minds. So what we show our users is not the raw data of kicks and handballs and marks and goals and behinds and that sort of thing. We only show them the fantasy scores. So that's the basis of the business, which is this independent data store, which would not exist without that other data store, which is generated by the sporting organisation in question, in this case being the AFL. But we never break the intellectual property rights of the holders. We only create our own intellectual property, our own data stores, based on those other data stores. And that's what we base our whole business around, and we never break that trust, or trust being a relative term in this case. So how that relates to your average everyday Web 2.0 company, I don't have an answer for, because it's going to be different for every business. It'll be different for photo sharing sites. It'll be different for calendar sites. It'll be different for Writely and all those type of word processing sites. It'll be different for people who are mashing up Google Maps or whatever else people are mashing up. But there are myriad opportunities, I'm guessing, for companies who are innovative, or, you know, who think in terms of adjunct revenue, that they can generate their own intellectual property and their own products, getting back to productization, which are they are not entirely independent. They are, you know, the user's enjoyment of them is predicated on their previous enjoyment of someone else's data store or someone else's content. So I hope that gives you some indication of where I'm coming from with this adjunct revenue stream. I think this is something which will only be fully understood in by example, as I said. So I'm hoping in the comments to the blog post attendant to this Montycast that we'll get some possible other examples of this in action, or at least the potential for this to be in action. I don't know, maybe what I'm proposing is boring or wrong or pig-headed, or I don't know what it is, but hopefully we'll get some feedback on exactly where I'm going with this, and that's what the blogosphere is famous for. So over to you. Yes, in the comments to the blog, I hope to hear some feedback on brickbats or bouquets, on whether this adjunct revenue concept that I've thought up is an actual concept or just a bit of wankery. Anyway, over to you.